Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Energy of Success series. And now we're going to do step two. Step two, declare your desired result to someone you trust in a way that says, I'm all in, I'm 100% committed. Okay, there's a lot of different ways you can do this. If you don't feel like you have someone in your life that's going to cheer you on, right? That's not going to kind of naysay you or push back. Then, of course, talk to your guides, talk to your angels, talk to spirit, talk to the universe, talk to nature, and declare your desired result. So in step one, you got clear what the desired result is. And you've made some bold move to lock in within you, to start the process of locking in within you, or that you're committed. Now you're going to say it to someone. And you, again, you can say it to spirit. You can write it in a letter to yourself. Or if there are people in your life that you trust, maybe it's your coach, maybe it's your therapist, maybe it's the really supportive friend that's also on the spiritual path, you can say, hey, I'm doing this thing. Some people like to post it on their socials that they're doing the thing. Whatever you feel most excited about in terms of like, hey, I'm going to make this declaration, right? So it's almost like my spirit guides just flash. It's like getting married, right? It's like a wedding, and where, you know, two people invite a bunch of people and say, hey, we're going to do this happily ever after thing, right? And so they're making that declaration in front of people. And so you don't need a group per se. You can just do it to one person, and they don't even need to be on the human plane. You can just do it to the spiritual plane. But it, you believe it, you feel it in your core that you're saying, I'm on the hook for this. I'm all in for this. I'm going for this, and I will achieve my desired result. So declare your desired result to someone you trust in a way that says, I'm all in, I'm 100% committed. And again, my spirit guide just flashed in this recording as I'm recording this, that think of it like you're having a wedding. You are marrying your desire. I know, I think I did a show last fall on that very thing. But, you know, it's not so much just you and you, though that is the primary goal. It's more like, hey, now I got some folks, or a folk, or a spirit world that is also on the hook too, right? Because, you know, when we make this declaration to someone, and if you make it to the right person, they are also going along on the journey too. And if you really trust that person, even if they're not your coach, and they're definitely not responsible for holding you accountable, but they are going to remind you, whether you like it or not, that, hey, you said you were going to do this thing, right? It's one of my favorite parts of being a coach. I mean, a lot of my clients don't love it when I remind them that, hey, you've said this in session two. Are you changing your mind? But yeah, it's one of my favorite parts about being a coach is reminding people of themselves, because we get going on life and we start down the path and, you know, we encounter challenge or a distraction or, you know, a victory from something else we did over here, and we can easily get turned around, right? And so this declaration to someone else is to help keep you pointed towards that desired result. And that puts you in the energy of success, right? I'm going to be successful no matter what. And you're going to say that to someone. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to figure it out. I'm on the hook. You know, again, back in the day, it used to be really popular to do something like this on social media or to your email list. I've done this. I did this with my book too, and my series. I released book one. And then right after that, I said, oh, book two is coming on this day. And I knew I had no choice but to get that book out. As a matter of fact, like hours, as you know, I'm in the loading process of the book. If you've self-published, you know, there's a process where you have to load it up to all the platforms so it can be sold. And I even had somebody write me and say, hey, where's book two? You know? And so, yeah, that holds you accountable. And I'm so grateful, you know, like when you, but there are times where I think that some stuff like that might not be totally appropriate. And only you are going to know. And when I say appropriate, meaning, sometimes you need to know the deadline and stick with that, and you don't need any outside force trying to, you know, bug you about it, right? So in this instance, it worked for book two, but for book three and definitely for book four, I did not give a release date because I just wanted to drop it like Beyonce just drops a record, because I knew there could be things that show up. And if I need an extra 6 hours, I'm still on deadline and I'm going to hit the deadline, but I need those extra 6 hours and I don't need to be fielding messages from people like, hey, where is the book? Where's the book? Right. And so, but this is a little bit different. This is not, this is an energetic exercise, right? And so however it takes for you to get really 100% all in, do it. I hope you're seeing in step one and two, it's all about you're committing to it. I am committed to it. Come hell or high water, I'm going to do this thing. That is the foundation of the energy of success. And that's where your grit, your determination, your perseverance, your confidence even will carry you through to the success that you desire, because you've already committed to it within you. Something in you locked into that commitment, and it's like a marriage, right? You're all in, you're all in, you're all in. And then, you know, you'll figure out how to get there. And what's great about commitments like this is that, and what's different from a marriage is that, you know, you don't have to make decisions with anybody else. It's you and you, right? Yeah, sure, other people are going to come into play, but ultimately what's holding it down is you, you know? So I love making a commitment to something. And I'm also very aware when I am hesitating to make a commitment. So if you find yourself hesitating to make a commitment, go back. This is some bonus. This wasn't in my original notes. Go back and look at the original desire and say, do I really, really want it? Am I experiencing any fear around that desired result? And journal on it, look at it. And did I give myself enough time? Because human time is different than spiritual time. Sometimes we think it takes 2 weeks, but it might take four. Do you care if it takes four? No. Right? If you're hesitating, there might be something that's foggy, right? Or maybe the desired result isn't the right fit. Maybe the desired result is just a bit adjacent from what you said you wanted, right? And so, typically when I'm struggling with being 100% committed to something, it's usually because my spirit guides jumped in and they said, because you're telling yourself some funky story. Yeah, usually. Lately it's been, oh, I don't want to repeat the past. I don't want to repeat the past. And I haven't figured out what to do to ensure I don't repeat the past just yet, right? So then that would be, you're going to see in the next steps, that would be a point you touch on. Like, okay, what happened in the past? Look at it. Get some support so that you have a new way of doing things so you aren't automatically repeating the past. All right, that was a bonus. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you achieve the success you desire, then I would love to support you. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Please like, subscribe, tell a friend, write a review. It helps with the algorithm. It helps the show be more searchable. And thank you so much for listening. I'll be back in the next show.